Well, they're a lot of work, but they make it worth it. Hey, stop licking that. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. Cabs. So, there's a lot of different ways to be in the cattle business. Had a conversation not too long ago with somebody that tried to convince me that I needed to start backgrounding cattle instead of being in the cow-calf operation that we're in. Like I told you in one of the previous tailgate talks, I wish you would stop eating that other camera. Sorry. My papaw was, there was a dairy operation here before my time, but then they went into the cow-calf operation. That's what we've always been. And so, you know, hey, it's fixing to fall over. That's what we've always done. That's probably what we'll always do, I guess. I don't know. But we cow-calf it. And because of that, we celebrate when we have new calves. Mom, hey, quit. There you go. Get away from it. Just go on. Get away. There's a million things in this field that you could be licking on, and that's got to be the one. Okay. Curiosity killed the cow. Turned it into hamburger. So, anyway, that's what we do. Cow-calf. And we have calves. Calves get big. Calves go to sale. Yada, yada, yada. Calves make it fun, in my opinion. Now, they do produce work. They do make work for us. So there's vaccinations that have to be done. If they're bulls, they have to be banded, blah, 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 blah. Sometimes they have little health issues that have to be remedied. That's not extremely common. But they do produce work. But that's the nature of the gig. I mean, you're not in farming because you don't like to work. But they're fun to watch. I mean, one of my most favorite things to do when I'm out checking cows is to just kind of sit. Oh, sorry, buddy. And watch the calves run. If it's a pretty day, sunny day, nice weather, the calves enjoy it just as much as anybody else does. They'll run and they'll buck and they'll kick and they play. And it's a blast to watch. I get a lot of joy out of watching the calves. Kind of reminds me of something that Paul said to young Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. When he told Timothy, hey, don't let your youth be an obstacle for you. Don't let anyone despise you because of your young age. Don't let anyone look down on you. Don't let anyone discount your ability to contribute to the body of Christ because of your young age. But instead, use your young age as an opportunity to set an example. And then he goes on to list a list of things that you can set an example in. Conduct, love, speech, a whole long list of things. You see, we all have a place to serve in the body of Christ. Whether you're advanced in years and you can have that wisdom to share with those in the body of Christ, or whether you're young in years and you have that energy, whatever it is, we all have a place. And Paul says, don't wait until you've been a believer for 30 years to be an example. Be an example in the way you live your life. So, can I just encourage you today, just a guy sitting on a tailgate in a cow field, but this is the word. Don't let anyone despise you because of your young age. Be an example. Hey, I love you and I appreciate you for joining me on the tailgate. You never know where we're going to pull up and drop the tailgate and have a chat. Until next time, have a great week. I love you and we'll see you then.